Good afternoon, it's the Little Monday Radio Show. Now, as all of you are aware, we have been helping our friends and colleagues at BBC Surrey with their Give a Gift appeal for BBC's Children in Need. And that auction takes place today, and I've got to say a huge thank you to everybody that's brought in all their gifts, unwanted gifts they wanted to give to children in need. They have gone off to the auction, and I'm delighted to be joined now on the line by BBC Surrey's Mark Carter from Worthing, where it's all happening, Mark, isn't it?
I tell you what, it has been happening here. It's really, really busy. So, literally, the sale ended a few minutes ago. We opened the doors here at 10 o'clock this morning, and we had this year more gifts to sell than any other year. It's been absolutely incredible. So, CC Radio listeners have been brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. If you donated an item to your studios in Worthing, that's been fantastic. We've been adding that to the donation points that have been collecting at BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. We've had some corporate involvement as well this year. So to give you a local example, Neil, Virgin Atlantic in Crawley, they got together with their staff and took in loads of gifts, which we collected only yesterday. And so what we need to do now is literally top up just how much money has been raised. But we've been doing this for, this is 4 years now that we've been doing this. We did the first year in Hastings, and then we've done the last 3 years in Worthing, and so cumulatively over that, those 3 years that we've done today, we've raised over £4,000. Last year was in itself was £1,800. So fingers crossed, we might get somewhere near that, or maybe even a nudge more this year. Well, you never know.
From what you're saying, it sounds like you've got so many gifts, you're going to beat the total, which we all hope for.
That would be amazing if we have. And we've got this amazing venue. It's a bit of a trek from where you guys are, down on the south coast. But I have to say, it's a splendid venue. It's St Paul's Arts Centre, and it's basically a converted church, a converted place of worship, which had fallen into decline. It was taken over as a venue for the community here. And as I'm looking out today, you can see the essence of what was once the place of worship. It's got really pretty lights all around it. There's a huge great big glitter board, and it's used for all manner of events. So things like the Beautiful Sapling concert here in a few weeks from now. Likewise, just professional wrestling that goes on. But then also, as you can probably hear in the background, there's quite a vibrant cafe atmosphere here. So people are literally stopping by, having their lunches and their coffees and so on. So there's always something going on here at St Paul's, but this has now become a regular thing that we do each year, raising money for children in need.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. Glitterball, perhaps we ought to get Strictly Comes Dancing down there sooner or later.
We could do, couldn't we? I'm not too sure on my dance moves though, so maybe I'll leave that to somebody else. But yeah, it's a fantastic venue, and we're just curious to see how much we've raised. So literally, as I sit here at the moment, there's a little room in the far corner of this venue where money is being counted. They don't let me anywhere near the money, so which is probably a wise thing, but the money is being counted, and we should know, well, we'll certainly announce it on Monday morning, how much we've raised, but fingers crossed we've got somewhere near that £2,000.
Now, you know the simple answer to not letting you near the adding up there, Mark, is because there's a cafe and there's donuts.
Well, that's also true. Right, so apparently, as I found out, I've been here since very early this morning, and they do a magnificent Guinness cake. And so I'm quite keen on a slice of that before I leave here this afternoon. But I will pay for that, I promise, out of my own money rather than the charity.
Just before you go, Mark, just give us a quick idea of the different types and variety of gifts that people have donated this year.
Oh, gosh, we have had everything here today. And I've got to tell you that we had, I think, 12 huge, great, big trestle tables full to the brim of our items, ranging from, what did you expect, really, food and drink, hats, gloves, scarves, that kind of thing, perfumes. We've had children's toys, lots of books and CDs and DVDs and all that kind of thing going on. And then we were amazed that we had some kind of high-value items donated as well. So we auctioned off, for example, a Fortnum & Mason hamper donated by a listener, and that's raised £100 in itself this morning, so we know that that's already on there. We've had tickets for the local theatre, all sorts of things here today. So if you didn't come along this year, before you know it, January 2020, and we'll be doing it all again.
Absolutely, and hopefully Susie Radio can be part of collecting the unwanted gifts for the Give a Gift appeal 2020.
Brilliant, we would love that. Yeah, Susie Radio, we're really grateful to have your involvement in this. Fantastic local radio station, and we know that you're at the heart of the community, and it's great to have your involvement.
Mark Carter at BBC Surrey, live from St Paul's Centre in Worthing. Thank you very much, and all the best, and I hope that total, please let us know what that total is once the addition has gone.
And we will let you know, no worries.
Thank you very much.
Take care.